Okay, what is that? Aggregate or something? Roof tiles, beautiful. Plaster? Okay. So I think what we're watching here is a construction of a single-family residence in Korea, in South Korea. And I've spent my life, like, I don't know, 40 or 50 years, learning what I can from my friends and neighbors that I take to work to build the things that I build. And it occurs to me that when you learn from your friends and neighbors, all you're going to know is what your friends and neighbors know. But if you get a chance to see how people do things on the other side of the world, maybe we can learn something new. And these guys in Korea are doing something that I've never seen before, truly on the other side of the world. Let's see how this goes. All right, everything's pre-cut. Everything is pre-cut. I wonder if that's a big CNC manufacturing thing. Some sort of joists or something prefabbed. Putting it on stickers over the dirt. I don't know if that's Douglas fir or spruce. It doesn't look like any sort of an engine. It's not engineered wood. On a slab on grade, not very big. Retaining in the back. Color drawings. All right, just a second. I don't know whether I would call that, if those are tenons or mortises. I mean, it's some sort of a four-sided mortise with four supporting tenons. There can't be much strength in that, but man, it's beautifully done. Let's see how those things work. Not very heavy. Okay, the retaining wall's in the back. It's stone now. All right, I'm not being critical, but around here, there would have to be something pressure-treated or at least a tar paper or something between the concrete and the end of that post. Nailing, I mean, that's good. Can't worry about every little hole. Color drawings. Nobody's signaling the yeah, sort of. Slipping those tenons into those two mortises. Wow. Nice fit. The ladders look familiar, right? The hard hats look familiar. This must have been during COVID. Look at that. That's essentially like a caulking mallet. That's a long-handled end grain mallet for banging that together. That's awesome. I'll show this to Ken. Okay, those are just, look at that. That's not on the slab itself. Getting up in the air. Long-handled mallet. So that's an interesting rig on that end of that beam, picking up from that corner. It must be rigged in the opposite direction on the other end of the beam so it hangs level, I assume. Nice. Stabila, maybe. Right on. Look at that, like a glove. Strap is clear. I think that's Douglas fir. And now back into the top of the post. Three members coming together. That's what those four tenons do. Look at that. So they're not afraid of putting a little hammer mark on those things, are they? Beautiful. All right, some sort of a panelized wall system. We're up on a second floor now. I'll have to send this to John Sweet in Maine. He's a timber frame builder in the Northeast that would understand this better than I do. Look at that. Nail guns. I don't think of Asian construction in those terms, but they're doing it. Right on. Okay. So there's the bones of it with some sort of a precast, and I haven't seen them cut anything. I haven't seen a saw on this job. How does that work? Yeah. Look at that, sports fans. Right on. Okay, I've taken heat for using my nail gun as a hammer. If those boys can do it, I'm not ashamed. All right, just a light tap with the back of that nail gun and keep moving. I like these guys. Walking the beam, no problem. Rafters laid in place. Popping must be a center line or something. I don't see a bird's mouth on those rafters. Oh, big old structural screws. Yeah, you don't need a bird's mouth if it can't slide. I guess, tongue and groove. What's with those relief cuts? Not staggering any joints. Wow, I don't understand this. I understand that. Okay, they're building in a cell for insulation above the structure. Pretty low slope. Vapor barrier. Don't back off the roof, bud. Nice. Hammer tacker. This is a good crew. As if I was qualified to even say that. This is really neat. There's rough sawn. Look at that. That stuff is not surfaced at all. Okay, what is up with that? Yeah, they're rigging on opposite corners of the bundle. Can you see that? That they're rigging opposite corners so it hangs flat. Lookouts. That's the first skill saw I've seen on the job, right there. Big screws. Architectural detail. Cover up that butt joint. Nothing wrong with that, boys. Beautiful. Insulation. I'll keep guessing. Wow, is that looks like a wood fiber. What the heck? Never imagined anything like that. And another vapor barrier. I guess it's the equivalent of a blow-in insulation. OSB, okay. That's an equivalent of a glue down of some kind. I don't know. I just don't know. Not afraid to staple it. Not many staples, though. Ladders are familiar. Okay, there's the roof tiles. Remote operated. Closure strip up the gable, looks like, yes. Wow. So that's familiar from living in the Southwest. I mean, clay tile. But that's a beautiful edge. Look at that detail. I don't understand this. Didn't break it. I'd like to see what kind of a fastener that actually is. Look at that. Just gravity. Fasten the edges and let gravity take care of the field, I guess. Look at that. Yes. That is not the gray color of sacrete or grout or thin set that we're used to. Look at that paddle. Oh, it's a stucco. Guy knows his business, look at that. Look at that. Throw it onto his trowel. Look at that. Cutting a joint around the perimeter. Troweling it down. interior. Man, I'd like to know what that is. Colomics are essentially the same thing as what we got from our friends. Guy's got a strong left arm. Look at that. Lath and plaster, Korean style, okay. A little bit of fiber in the middle. Cut it off. Scratch coat, essentially, I guess. Maybe that's a finished product. Beautiful. A little bit of a scaffold, okay. Top coat. Dry, dry, no fun. Not getting any on the wood. Look at that. Ah, the white top coat over the scratch coat. So I loved it. I'm blown away, but I have a lot more questions than answers, possibly. I didn't see, or I wasn't able to focus my eyes and notice them dealing with mechanical, HVAC, or plumbing, or electrical. I assume that that beautiful little house has all of those conveniences. Maybe there were penetrations in the slab. Maybe something was tucked into that joist system in that little second floor area. Maybe. Don't get it. I didn't see or notice, or I wasn't able to fasten my eyes on any hold downs. I didn't see what was holding that house to that slab besides gravity. And the whole bit about moving around those little blocks under the end of those posts with no separation between the end grain of the fir and the concrete with the moisture that accumulates and the degradation that can happen there, I don't get it. Now, maybe there's something there. Were those rice hulls? Was that insulation some sort? It was very organic. So I salute that. They must have confidence in it over a long period of time because they put it in there with no hesitation. I'd like to know a lot more about that. Dazzled at how those beams fit, and I didn't see any indication of twisting. I didn't see a close enough view of the end of those beams to see if they were free of heart. They couldn't have been. They just must have been dried and then re-sawn or something when they were processed. There appears to be a startling difference in the way these guys are thinking about air exchange inside and outside the structure. I get the two layers of whatever that fabric was on the roof on each side of the closed cell, rice hull insulation. But those panels, those infill panels around the outside that were prefabricated and then brown coated and scratch coated and top coated, there's got to be movement between the masonry and the beams. There just has to be. And so they must not be as sort of fixated on... They may be fixated on sustainability, but I don't see them fixated on energy efficiency in that house like we are around here. That's not a judgment. It's just a question. Maybe some of you can explain that to me. The difference in their mortar, their stucco, their scratch coat, and then what they were adding, that just looked like dirt. It can't be dirt. I don't know what it was. But man, those guys were artists with that hawk and trowel. And it looked like the same guy who was placing it on the wall was pulling it out of the bucket. I mean, small crews, highly skilled. The guys that were erecting the structure, I'm struck at how little sawing and sawdust. I didn't see any sawdust anywhere. I didn't see him staggering joints. I didn't see him worrying about it. I loved that little metal decorative fur plate that went over the butt joint on the barge rafters. It was glorious. Putting in big structural screws was apparently fundamental. A lot more to learn. I don't speak Korean. They weren't worrying about English, but it was a well-regulated, well-staged. I noticed that staging, there was never anything laying around that was not being put in place. I don't know how they did that. No big pile of cutoffs because everything came already cut. We could learn a lot about efficiency. There's something about the skill level of those guys that was stuccoing that was just exhilarating to watch. I would like to see how those items came out of the factory. But in any case, I am pleased to have gotten a look at residential construction that is beautiful and apparently doesn't take them long to pull off in South Korea. Thanks for watching Essential Craftsman, and keep up the good work.